an outstanding prom from the past, starring Bryn Terfel. Massed choirs and the BBC National Orchestra of Wales under the baton of Richard Hickox. Tomorrow night at 9 on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
This is BBC Radio 3, and in an hour from now, the British pianist Andrew McCormack performs tracks from his latest album, that's In J to Z with Julian Joseph, at 5 o'clock. First, it's time for Music Planet with Lompa Qatari.
The year is 1972, and in the Busifone studios in Casablanca, the 14-strong family band Atarazat Adahabia is recording their debut album, led by singer Abdelkabir Farajala. They started out as a party band, really, but Abdelkabir wanted to introduce traditional Moroccan Ganawa rhythms into the songs. The wonderful faded picture on the album cover, with the band weirdly wearing sombreros, gives away that there's more than a hint of Latin music in the mix too.
No.
A bit of 1970s Morocco from the album Al Khadawi, dug out of the archives from Busifone Studios in Casablanca and released now for the first time by the German label Habibi Funk Records. They actually traced the lead singer Abdelkabir Farajallah to his home in Casablanca. His singing days are long past, and now he runs a cafe and TV repair business. Hello and welcome to Music Planet with me, Lopa Qatari. You know, in spite of all our troubles in the world right now, there is a surprising and uplifting number of new releases. Wonderful music still making its way to our ears. The opening track was one of them, and there is more to come. Also on the programme today, we're joined by a gifted young British sitarist, Jasdeep Singh Deegan, who's recorded an at-home session for us. And our classic artist this week is none other than Woody Guthrie, whose music has inspired more people than you can imagine. Navakala means from Kampala, and it's the debut album from musician and teacher Sewa Sewa. He plays several instruments, but the one that he seems to have made his name with is the 15-stringed jansi. It's an instrument he invented so that he could get through airport security without triggering the metal detectors. It's based on the adungu, an arched harp native to the Alur people in northwest Uganda. Sewa Sewa's jansi looks like the offspring of a crossbow and an over-the-shoulder travel-friendly harp. And this is what it sounds like. This is Abba Sevani.
Where I told it and see me, they won't even go to dancing. Zagorga cha jinaga alfari henai kotun Zagorga cha jinaga awokai henai kotun Inangi gurai samu inangi bundai sambu irkoi mirifaba
ya mirifaba
Halangi goye matuka kuyine Kajinjin haroga dori dori alma nei ganyale zasubo gaferde ala senda poido zabenan kajinjin haroga dori dori alma nei ganyale e manwendi zei Koi halagana, wali koi Nigeria. Fuyan tayi kajirbi, haroga dori dori, almanei ganyani, emanu indendi zei. Ikoi halagana, wali koi Nigeria.
Little Something Soothing, Zina, featuring the voice of Sambu Koyati. It's on the new album Bamako Moon from British producer Dan Harper, who goes by the name of Invisible System. Dan has spent many years in Mali, making field recordings and gathering musicians from all over the country to lay down some fine tunes. Bamako Moon is the third in the trilogy of Bamako sessions that he recorded over the years, and it's due out this month on his own label, Harper Diabaté. I'm Lapa Katari, and in session today on Music Planet, I am delighted to introduce you to a composer, producer, sitarist and rising star, Leeds lad, Jasdeep Singh Deegan. I say rising star, but his biog already reads like a who's who of the music scene, or should I say a bit like a been there, done that. Jasdeep, you are at home in Leeds, aren't you, at the moment?
Yeah, I'm home in Leeds. It's currently raining outside, pouring it down. But it's good actually being in sunny Leeds, as we say.
Jasdeep, you really have done an awful lot in just a few years. I mean, you've played at Buckingham Palace, been at the Proms at the Royal Albert Hall, on the Sky Arts Channel, mentored by Nitin Sawhney. You've even accompanied the legendary Donovan, worked with Mel C from the Spice Girls. I mean, the list is endless and pretty much A-listers all the way. How did all of this start for you?
I think, honestly, I started formally in primary school, where they offered Indian classical singing lessons as extracurricular classes. And I don't come from a musical family as such, where normally a classical musician from the Indian background would have a musical family who would kind of push them and train them up from day one. But I was very lucky to have the classes offered in my primary school. And I got introduced to the music there and just got more and more involved, and started classes outside of school at the Saturday Music School at Leeds College of Music, the Yorkshire Young Musicians Scheme at Leeds College of Music as well, and then slowly got into the National South Asian Youth Orchestra, which is called SAMYO, and the Senior Ensemble, which is called Tarang. So I just kind of, it was a gradual process of just taking part in all the opportunities for an Indian classical musician on offer in Leeds and nationally. So it just kind of spiraled from there, really.
Well, Jasdeep, before we get stuck into our conversation, let's hear some music from you. This is a home session that you've recorded especially for us on Music Planet, Rag Charukeshi. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so Charukeshi, this particular piece is actually a semi-classical traditional piece based on a Punjabi folk melody, and it's in a 14-beat time cycle, and I'm accompanied on tabla by the brilliant Harkirat Singh Bara.
Ragjarukeshi, Jasdeep Singh Deegan on sitar with Harkirat Bara on tabla va, the wonders of technology from his home in Leeds. Jasdeep, I was really quite surprised to hear that you'd been able to kind of study Indian classical music at school when you were a kid. Is there quite a bit of interest in this form of music in the younger generation?
I would say definitely yes, there is a massive amount of interest in Indian classical music, in this country especially, and especially Leeds actually. Leeds is one of the hubs for especially in education for Indian classical music. There is an organisation called South Asian Arts UK who post around, I think, almost 200 students of Indian classical music at the local community centre where they have their classes. So I actually teach now at the local classes, and I think I have around 30 to 40 students, all youngsters as well, ages from the range of 4 to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, that age range, as well as some adult students as well. And really, this is the legacy of my teacher, who is Ustad Dharambir Singh, who is a very, very key figure of Indian classical music in this country. In Leeds, he used to teach at Leeds College of Music and nationally as well. He set up these two South Asian music youth orchestras, and he has links to almost all the Indian classical musicians in England. He has had some hand in pushing them along and getting everyone fired up in Indian classical music. So all the, you know, Rupal Panesar, Shaumik Datta, Gurdain Riot, Kirpal Panesar, all these Indian classical musicians born and brought up in the UK have some sort of tie-in with Ustad Dharambir Singh.
Jasdeep, how has lockdown been for you? Has it impacted your music or your relationship to it?
I think over the last 2 years, I have been very busy driving up and down the M1, pretty much week in, week out, working on my debut album, Anomaly, and then a concerto project I was working with, Opera North. And my last concert with the Opera North was cancelled due to the coronavirus outbreak. So actually, selfishly, lockdown came at a very good time because it actually meant that I was at home and able just to relax and just take a bit of a break from the kind of manic 2 years I've had. And actually, it's been a pretty nice time to reflect over the last couple of years, and I can actually practice more and not just for a concert, just practice for practice sake. So actually, like I said, quite selfishly, it has been positive, but also, you know, detrimental in the fact that there is no work and you can't go out and perform. I don't know how long this lockdown is going to be and how much it's going to impact the live industry. And being a live performer, that's something that I don't really want to think about too much right now. But I know it's going to, you know, we're all in the same position. All of the hundreds and thousands of musicians who are in the UK, we're all feeling the same itch to go out and play, but we can't.
Will this this other piece that you've recorded for us, Rag Bagashri, is that one of the rags that you'd revisited and really felt that you'd connected with again? Or has it been a piece that's been in your repertoire for a long time?
Actually, no, you're right with the first thing that you said, that it was actually nice just to get back into practice again. And I actually picked up Bagashri after a long, long time. I was just feeling it at the time, and I thought, okay, why not? So I just played some Bagheshri for you guys.
So what's the mood connected to this rag? I mean, you know, is it a specific time of day? Is it a specific kind of emotion?
Yeah, so Bagheshri is actually another name for the goddess Saraswati, which is the goddess of music in the Hindu tradition. And this rag could be described as very romantic. It's a very deep rag as well, that is, and especially for sitar, it's a very popular rag for sitar, and it's a late night rag.
Brilliant. So let's hear it. This is Rag Bagheshri with Jasdeep Singh Deegan on sitar, accompanied by Harkirat Bara on tabla. Thank you. Ragbageshri Jasdeep Singh Deegan in session for us from his home in Leeds on Music Planet this afternoon, accompanied on tabla by Harkirat Singh. Jasdeep, before you go, you mentioned that you've got a debut album, Anomaly, coming out later on this year. Are you still on track for that release?
Yeah, I think because of COVID, everything's up in the air at the moment. I did have some dates booked next year for touring Anomaly, so we'll just see how that gets on once the lockdown kind of eases and venues have a better idea of what's going to be possible. But yes, Anomaly will be coming, hopefully soon.
Well, great. Well, fingers crossed for that one, Jasdeep. Great to talk to you, and thank you so much for chatting with us on the programme today. Jasdeep Singh Deegan, a rising star on the British music scene. He's also recorded a video of him doing that session that we're going to put up on the Radio 3 website that you can watch. Thanks a lot, Jasdeep. Now, if you join Niger and Ethiopia along the pentatonic scale that musicologists call the oldest scale in the world, this is what you get. Two super talented guitarists, Al Husseini Anivola from Etran Finatawa and Giram Mezur, music director for Mahmoud Ahmed, and an album called Afro-Pentatonism. As you would expect, the music is hypnotic and melodic and rests effortlessly on a bed of desert grooves. Asmusudu, Those Who Unify, a track on the debut collaborative album Afro-Pentatonism from Alhuseini Anivola and Girum Mezur, released on Piranha Records last month. Now, our classic artist on the programme this week is a true original, Woody Guthrie. He died at the age of 55 in 1967, and he is considered one of the most significant figures in American folk music. He was born in 1912 and grew up in Oklahoma. From an early age, he was learning folk songs from family and friends. When he was only 19, he got married, had three kids, and settled into family life. But the 1930s was a time of great hardship caused by the dust storms that devastated the farmlands and livelihoods of countless Americans. Guthrie joined many Okies, fellow Oklahomans, and headed to California in search of, if not for the Californian dream, at least gainful employment to provide for his wife and kids back home. Well, California turned out to be more of a nightmare than a dream, suffering, like other parts of the nation, from the Great Depression. His first album, Dust Bowl Ballads, was in many ways the result of this period in Guthrie's life, songs that spoke of the hardship, the pain, and the social injustices. Well, Pete Seeger, Lead Belly, John Steinbeck, Alan Lomax were all part of Guthrie's life. In turn, he inspired generations of people like Ramblin' Jack Elliott, Joan Baez, Bruce Springsteen, of course, Bob Dylan, who saw Woody as his mentor. I'm going to play a couple of tracks. We obviously have to play his classic, This Land Is My Land. And you're also going to hear the opening song of the Dust Bowl Ballads album. So first up, This Land Is My Land. Guthrie wrote the words in answer to God Bless America that he felt was getting way too much airtime and had lyrics that he said were complacent and unrealistic. This is the original 1944 recording, the first time that Guthrie had actually recorded the song. And it includes a political verse about private property that isn't generally taught to American school children.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, and I saw above me that endless skyway, I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. And rambled and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me a voice was a-sounding, this land was made for you and me. There was a big high wall there that tried to stop me. A sign was painted, said private property. But on the backside, it didn't say nothing. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. A voice was chanting as the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. Back in 1927, I had a little farm and I called that heaven. Well, the price is up and the rain come down and I haul my crops all into town. I got the money, bought clothes and groceries, fed the kids and raised the family. Rain quit and the wind got high and a black old dust storm filled the sky. And I swapped my farm for a Ford machine and I poured it full of this gas Eileen. And I started rocking and rolling over the mountains out towards the old Peach Bowl. Way up yonder on a mountain road, I had a hot motor and a heavy load. I was going pretty fast, I wasn't even stopping, bouncing up and down like popcorn popping. Had a breakdown, I'm sort of a nervous bust down of some kind. There was a feller there, a mechanic feller, said it was engine trouble. Up yonder on a mountain curve, it's way up yonder in the piney wood, and I give that rolling Ford a shove, and I was gonna coast as fur as I could. Commenced coasting, picking up speed, was a hairpin turn, I didn't make it. Man alive, I'm telling you, the fiddles and the guitars really flew. That Ford took off like a flying squirrel, and it flew halfway around the world. Scattered wives and children's all over the side of that mountain. We got out to the west coast broke, so dadgum hungry I thought I'd croak, and I bummed up a spud or two, and my wife fixed up a tater stew. We poured the kids full of it. Mighty thin stew, though, you could read a magazine right through it. Always have figured that if it'd been just a little bit thinner, some of these here politicians could have seen through it.
Undisputedly one of the greats of music in the world, Woody Guthrie and Talking Dust Bowl Blues from Dust Bowl Ballads, released in 1940. Guthrie's first commercial recording and his most successful. And an album that is included on Mojo Magazine's list of 100 records that changed the world. And that is about it for Music Planet this week. Over August, we're going to be revisiting some of the mixtapes we've played on the programme in the past, curated by the World Music team here at Radio 3. I leave you today with the songbird of Wasulu, Umu Sangare. In 2017, she signed to a new label with a whole new look, new band and new sound. The album was Magoya, released on No Format, and it was an absolute triumph. Well, at the request of label founder Laurent Bizot, Umu performed an acoustic set at No Format's 15th birthday party at the end of last year. The upshot of that gig was that she headed into the studio and in just 2 days, with no overdubs, no retakes and no amplification, she reworked all 11 songs from Magoya. The result is an album called simply Acoustic, and it is equally as wonderful as its original. Till next week, from me, Lofa Katari, goodbye.
adala buno amase kumala njarabia buno amase kumala kansela senka asembe sumale ambolola bulokala le faribe sumana njarabi boloka le faribe sumale kanambolola sisilala adisibe sumale njarabi sika adisibe sumama njarabi nene manyi nene manyi ay malo dia dekes My love, bye bye. Jarabi manyo. Ah, sheri, ambet marola. Ambet soma.
Singer Umu Sangare, ending this week's Music Planet, which was introduced by Lobba Kotari. The producer was Roger Short. There's more from The Proms this evening here on Radio 3, when you can hear Carita Matala leading the cast of Janáček's opera The Macropolis Affair. That's from the 2016 Proms, and it's at 6:30 tonight. First, at 5 o'clock here on BBC Radio 3, it's time for J to Z.
Hello and welcome. I'm Julian Joseph, and on the show today, a solo piano session from the home of brilliant UK pianist Andrew McCormack. But we'll kick off with new music from the sparkling Spanish Harlem Orchestra. This is Fort Apache.